Alright fam, listen up. Ever feel like your social battery's constantly drained? Like you're giving out way more energy than you're getting back? You're not alone. We Gen Zers are notorious for being ride or die friends, always down to help, but let me tell you something. Saying yes to everyone and everything is a recipe for burnout, fam. That's why today we're tackling boundaries, the unsung heroes of self-care that will change your life. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, ugh, boundaries, so boring, hear me out. Boundaries aren't about being a jerk or shutting people out. Think of them like the invisible force field around your energy. It keeps the good vibes flowing in and the toxic stuff out. It's about respecting yourself and what you need to thrive, not just saying yes to every drama-filled invite. Here's the tea. 1. Identify your deal breakers. We all have those things that set us off, right? Maybe it's a friend who always cancels last minute or a family member who constantly criticizes you. Figure out what those red flags are and don't be afraid to address them. It's about knowing yourself, babe. 2. Learn to say no without guilt. This is the hardest one for us Gen Zers. We want to please everyone. But remember, saying no doesn't make you a bad person. It makes you prioritize your well-being. Think of it like this. Would you let your bestie crash at your place every night even if they left a mess? Probably not. Apply that same logic to other situations. 3. Communicate clearly and directly. Don't beat around the bush, fam. When you need space or want something to change, be upfront about it. No sugarcoating needed. Just say it plainly and respectfully. Trust me, clear communication saves a lot of drama down the line. 4. Set expectations early on. Think of your relationships like any other project, you gotta set the groundwork for success. When you're first getting to know someone, establish what you need from that relationship. It's not about being controlling, it's about setting yourself up for healthy dynamic. 5. Don't be afraid to walk away. Sometimes, even with boundaries in place, relationships just don't work out. And that's okay. You deserve to surround yourself with people who respect you and your needs. Don't waste your energy on toxic drama, move on and find your tribe. Okay, picture this. Your friend calls you every night to vent about their ex even though you've already given them advice 100 times. You're exhausted. You need some me time, but feel guilty saying no because, well, they're going through it. That's where boundaries come in. Next time, try something like, hey, I care about you and want to support you, but I also need some time for myself tonight. Maybe we can catch up tomorrow. Boom. Boundaries served with a side of self-respect. Remember, setting boundaries is an act of self-love, not selfishness. It's about honoring your needs and creating healthy relationships that bring joy, not stress. So ditch the guilt trips and start protecting your energy, fam. You got this. Now go out there and set some serious boundaries, tag me in your TikTok wins, and don't forget to follow, rate, and share the podcast. Let's make self-care the ultimate Gen Z flex. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.